I just think he's an intelligent footballer. You don't. He's managed to make his career in terms of getting to international stage as well throughout his career, and you don't do that if you haven't got something about you. And I think he's an intelligent player. He's slightly different to what we've got in terms of attacking options and wide areas. He's more of a footballer type, more of that intelligent footballer, and it's something different, and that's something that we were looking for, and that type of calibre, plus what I said before, the type of character that he is, to turn down much bigger offers than we could and come here for footballing reasons and be determined to do that. I think all of that fits in with the type of group that we already got. So I said at the start, if I can help the players here who've done fantastic, who, you know, for me have done brilliant this season so far, is if we can help them and give them another option and someone that's going to come in and fight as hard as them, then we would do it. And I think Karim has those qualities to go and do that for the team.
Can he play in a few positions?
Yeah, he can cover any of the attacking options. I think primarily he can, for me, his biggest strength is the wide areas, and the fact that he can play both sides is a big benefit. The fact that he can play central if needed at certain times is a big benefit for us, but primarily I look at his biggest strengths as a wide player, so that obviously helps those guys in those positions for competition, but also support and minutes when needed.
You've always talked to us about how important your dressing room is. So when you were looking at him, how important was his attitude when you came to saying yes or no?
Yeah, it's one of... Well, there's two things you look at. There's the football side of it. What you do and how he can fit into that. Is he capable of following what we do football from a football perspective? And then the second side is he the type of character that can come in and mix with the group that we've already got, and he ticks both those boxes. So then going on to, okay, if they tick both those boxes, is it something that can get done? The fact that, as I said, he turned down the options that he had to come here and feel engaged with it, I think that just is an added incentive for us that it is the right thing to do. And there's no guarantees with any player that ever comes to any club, but if you can tick those boxes along the way, it limits the risk of, it gives you the best confidence on limiting the risk of what a player is likely to give you.
We're in the transfer window, and the whole game these days seems to be about how much you can pay, how much does he cost, and spending. Very few managers ever talk about improving players, coaching. How big a buzz do you get? Because you've mentioned it just about, you know, improving players. How big a buzz do you get improving players?
Well, I think that's what we know we have to do. Do you know what I mean? Our transfer window's over. So we know that's what we need to do, and we need to try and eke that out. I think that the players have improved no end from coming in at the end of last season to where they are now. I've said it all along, there'd be good moments and difficult moments. We've had a difficult moment in the last few weeks, but for me that's to be expected. It's not about whether those difficult moments are going to come. They're going to come. It's inevitable. You can't avoid them. That's part of the game. It's about how much we can show that we can respond to it. And for it to be in the last two games, the first time this season at this point where unfortunately we've lost back-to-back games, I think that's testament to itself how well they've done before that. And I think knowing the group, how I know them and the type of characters we've got, they will respond again, and they will show that the fight to respond again. And I think in terms of improving players, we work on that on a daily basis, and I think the players is the biggest input, and I think they've already shown how far they've come, and we'll keep pushing to every single game of these last 18.
Swansea under Graham have improved, and they're getting some decent results as well. Probably going to be a tougher game than it might have been a few months ago.
Yeah. Again, knowing Swansea, it's always a tough game at the Libby, but one that we know. We were disappointed with ourselves on Friday. We weren't near the levels of what we do with and without the ball, which we know we're capable of. But as I said, unfortunately, that's to be expected. You know, that comes. It's how we respond to that. So we've had a real good period now from Norwich to Swansea, a real good period of training and reminding ourselves of what we are good at and what we can do and what we are capable of and what that change room is all about. And that's what we'll look to show in the response on Tuesday, and give our best to make sure that response is there. And if we do that, then we know we're more than capable of getting results that we want. So it's a difficult game for us, but they're all difficult. There's no game more important. Whether you win, lose or draw a game, the next game doesn't make it any more important. Whether you've done any one of those results, it's the most important game That's all that matters. So we'll be treating it like that. We've had a good week so far. We're training all the way through now to the game on Tuesday and get ourselves ready for that.
What do you expect from them on the pitch, finally? What do you expect from them on the pitch? When you listen to Graham, he talks very similar to you. Mm. He wants to start with high intensity and stuff. So what do you expect?
Yeah, well, look, a similar style to Norwich in that sense, in terms of the style of play. And, of course, we know what their weaknesses are. They know what ours are. But I think for ourselves, it's really just getting back to the levels. You know, even though Middlesbrough game was I think it was quite marginal in the end of in terms of that being a loss. But Norwich, we lost the game fair and square. We never reached near our levels. We want to get back to those levels. That's all we have to do. That's all we have to focus on. We'll do all our work on the opposition. We'll be prepared for them as we always are, and we'll be prepared to put our game on the pitch. And if we do that at the levels we know, then we know that takes care of itself. So, or we give ourselves the best chance of getting the result we want. So we're prepared for them like we do for every team. There will be a threat at home. They're in a confident mood. I think it's five unbeaten they are. Mm. So, yeah, but which game isn't difficult?